It looks like thousands of California veterans will soon be officially free from paying back millions of dollars to the Pentagon. The new agreement was folded into the latest defense appropriations bill, which the Senate takes up this week. Roughly 10 years ago, in an effort to increase the number of troops at the height of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, 10,000 California guardsmen and women were incorrectly offered bonuses to re-up their service. Now Congress appears to be coming together to protect them from their employer's mistake. LA Congressman Andrew Schiff says a tremendous number of veterans received these bonuses and then had the Pentagon come after them.
Several of these soldiers then paid them back or suffered consequences in terms of their credit. Others, you know, really faced a terrible predicament because they used this money to buy a home or to get an education. So it's a terrible position to be in.
Schiff's petition to allow Guard members to keep the bonus money was widely supported, but the defense bill has plenty of detractors who say it's bloated, increasing military spending by more than $3 billion over what the president had asked for. It also gives troops a pay raise of just over 2%, slightly more than the Pentagon had requested. It fails to deliver on the Obama administration's promise to close Gitmo, which the bill specifically prohibits. The defense appropriations bill is expected to pass in the Senate and will likely be signed by the president. In the meantime, the Pentagon has until July of next year to bring up any case against soldiers it believes committed fraud in receiving bonuses. Schiff says he's ready to stand by the vets.
These soldiers had every right to feel betrayed. They were made this bargain. They were offered these bonuses. There was no reason for them to question them. And for the Pentagon, so many years later, to come after them and essentially say, you shouldn't have been offered that bonus. We want you to pay it back. It's just a terrible disservice.
Schiff says he's cautiously optimistic that Congress can work together to get things done in the new year, as evidenced by this progress for veterans. He thinks common ground could be found with an infrastructure bill to fix roads and update the telecommunications and energy grids. For Public News Service, I'm Logan Pollard.